Welcome to the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5MinuteMysteries.com, where every week we take a look at a mysterious disappearance, object, place, or other mystery in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5MinuteMysteries.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 19, The Mystery of the Phaistos Disc. The Phaistos Disc is one of archaeology's most intriguing and enigmatic artifacts. Discovered in 1908 on the island of Crete, this small clay disc has baffled researchers for more than a century. Covered in a series of mysterious symbols arranged in a spiral pattern, the disc is thought to date back to the 2nd millennium BCE, but its purpose, meaning, and the language or script it represents remain unknown. The mystery of the Phaistos Disc has led to countless theories, ranging from early forms of writing to religious artifacts, and even the possibility of it being an elaborate hoax. Despite many attempts to decipher it, the disc's true significance continues to elude scholars. The Phaistos Disc was unearthed by Italian archaeologist Luigi Pernier during excavations at the Minoan Palace of Phaistos on the south coast of Crete. It was found in the basement of what was thought to be a temple complex, buried alongside several other artifacts, including tablets inscribed with Linear A, a script used by the Minoans. The disc, however, stood out for its uniqueness. Made of fired clay and measuring about 15 centimetres in diameter, it is covered on both sides with a total of 241 symbols, arranged in a spiral from the edge to the centre. These symbols, 45 distinct ones in total, include images of humans, animals, plants, and various geometric shapes. One of the most remarkable aspects of the Phaistos disc is that its symbols appear to have been stamped into the clay rather than inscribed by hand. This suggests that the symbols were created using pre-made stamps or seals, making it one of the earliest known examples of movable type, predating Gutenberg's printing press by more than 3,000 years. This unusual method of production has led to speculation about the disc's purpose and function, as no other similar artifacts have been found in the region, and the script does not resemble any known form of writing from the ancient world. The symbols on the disc have been the subject of intense study and debate since its discovery, but their meaning has remained elusive. Some scholars believe that the disc represents a form of writing, possibly an early script used by the Minoans before the adoption of Linear A. However, the symbols on the disc do not correspond to any known language, and there is no clear way to determine whether they represent phonetic sounds, logograms, symbols that represent words, or a combination of both. Attempts to decipher the disc have been hampered by the lack of any other examples of the script, leaving researchers with no comparative material to work with. One of the most prominent theories about the Phaistos disc is that it was a religious or ceremonial object, perhaps used in rituals or as a form of prayer. The spiral pattern of the symbols suggests a form of movement or progression, leading some to speculate that it was used as part of a ritual process, with the symbols representing a chant or incantation. The images of humans and animals, as well as abstract symbols, could have held symbolic significance in Minoan religion, possibly related to fertility, the seasons, or the worship of deities. However, without any additional context or inscriptions to clarify its meaning, this theory remains speculative. Another theory proposes that the Phaistos disc could have been a tool for divination or fortune-telling. The spiral layout and the variety of symbols might suggest that it was spun or rotated, with the symbols offering different interpretations depending on their position. This idea is supported by the fact that many ancient cultures used circular objects, such as wheels or discs, in divination practices. In this interpretation, the disc may have been a kind of oracle, used to predict the future or offer guidance on important decisions. However, no evidence of such practices has been found in Minoan culture, leaving this theory unconfirmed. The possibility that the Phaistos disc is a form of proto-writing has also been explored. Some researchers believe that it represents an early attempt at recording information, possibly a legal document, inventory, or calendar. The use of stamps to create the symbols could indicate that the disc was meant to be replicated or mass-produced, suggesting it might have had a practical function. However, the lack of any other examples of this script or similar artifacts has made it difficult to support this theory conclusively. In addition to these more scholarly theories, there have been several more fantastical explanations for the Phaistos disk. Some have suggested that it is evidence of an advanced, lost civilization, or even extraterrestrial contact. These ideas, while imaginative, are not supported by any credible archaeological evidence and are generally dismissed by experts as speculative at best. There has also been some suggestion that the disk could be a modern forgery, created in the early 20th century to attract attention or prestige. However, most experts agree that the Phaistos disk is likely authentic, based on the context of its discovery and the techniques used to create it. Despite decades of research, the Phaistos disk remains undeciphered, and its purpose is still a matter of speculation. In recent years, advances in technology and digital imaging have allowed researchers to examine the disk in greater detail, but these efforts have yet to yield any definitive answers. The unique nature of the disk, combined with the absence of any similar artifacts, makes it one of the most mysterious objects from the ancient world. The enigma of the Phaistos disk is a reminder of how much we still have to learn about the past, and how many ancient cultures and practices remain hidden from our understanding. While we may never fully decipher the disk's meaning, its existence offers a fascinating glimpse into the ingenuity and creativity of the Minoan civilization. Whether it was used for religious rituals, divination, or something entirely different, the Phaistos disk continues to intrigue scholars and the public alike, standing as a testament to the enduring mysteries of the ancient world. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.